Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Will he get that one right? I think it'll be interesting. I don't feel as bad for the umpires in this one.
And Chris Ello.
Well, I'm sticking up for my brethren. I am a high school basketball official, so I stick up for arbiters in all sports.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome into a Thursday edition of Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Padres back after a tough road trip, although it ended on a positive note. Padres get a 5-2 victory in yesterday's ball game to avoid being swept and going 0-6 for the first time since 2009. I welcome in my radio partners, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Gentlemen, how is your Thursday going today?
Very well, Tony. Good to have the team back in town. And, you know, good thing we have this Matt Waldron guy on this ball club. You know, we got the roundtable a little earlier today, and you guys, if you missed it, you can hear it a little later after our show at 4:30 today, an hour free, commercial-free Padre baseball talk. But, you know, one of the things that kind of came to attention as we were discussing the road trip and the first half of the season is, and you think about some of the question marks that the Padres had going into this season, one of them was, who's going to play center field? Well, I don't know. Jackson Merrill seems to be doing a pretty good job there. Hit another home run yesterday, his eighth of the year, his third on the road trip. All right, so who's going to play left field? That's a problem. Well, let's see. We got Jurickson Profar over there, and all he's doing is leading all of Major League Baseball in hitting. So I think that's been a success. All right, well, what are you going to do about the back end of the bullpen? You'll never be able to replace Josh Hader. Well, we've done okay there. We've got this Robert Suarez guy who's only given up 4 runs all season and got 18 out of 19 saves. He's been pretty good. Okay, no way you're going to solve the number 5 starter issue. You've got nothing there. Apparently they do. Matt Waldron's been really, really good, and yesterday became the first pitcher all year, Tony, to pitch 7 innings against the mighty Phillies and limit them to 1 run or fewer. So a lot of good things have happened for the Padres, and I'm sure that is what is on their minds as they get ready to start this homestand.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great way to talk about that road trip right there.
And it's better than going over all the other stuff.
by going over the question marks that we had coming into the season.
Yeah.
Versus where we're at now. Listen, all those things are true. Obviously, Jerickson having a terrific year. Obviously, Jackson has done a fantastic job in his role. The number 5 starter, and that's really why this conversation comes up. Is because, you know, Matt Waldron, and even into the season, a lot of folks was ready to send him on down, send him on his way. Let's get a different look.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite frankly, he can make a good argument that he's been your best pitcher for the last month of baseball. And so yesterday was just another indicator of that. I mean, that's probably, you know, one of the two best lineups he's faced. He's faced the Dodgers twice, kept them to 1 and 2 runs in those starts. And then he handled the Philly lineup, which had we had watched the previous 2 days pretty much get what they wanted, right? I mean, even when they were up against the ropes and they had to have hits in game two, when you got a dude who hadn't given up anything, he'd been perfect. They got 4 straight, I mean, almost before you could blink your eye, yeah. And that game was over. And so for him to come out and really, and, you know, going into the game, I felt like he might have a good chance to pull that off. I mean, the Phillies are a machine, and they've been looking, you know, relatively at the same stuff night in and night out. Good fastball, some type of breaking ball. Well, they haven't seen anybody like Waldron. And what we do know from the teams that hadn't seen a knuckleballer, we'd watched how their outings have gone. They look very similar. The Marlins, the Angels, I mean, the Dodgers for 5 innings in both of those starts. We've seen him stymie offenses before, but maybe not one as potent as this one, and he just keeps getting better and better, it seems like, every start.
Yeah, the knuckleball is getting better. And the thing is, you know, I watched, you know, many knuckleballers back in the day. Now he's the only one. But, I mean, you go back to the Negroes and Candiotti and Huff and Wakefield after that. They all, when they were on, their knuckleball was on. It was really unhittable, much like what you're seeing with Waldron.
It's almost uncatchable.
Right, uncatchable, unhittable, and you don't know where it's going to go, etc. And Brandon Stott said yesterday, goes, he threw one knuckleball that hit Alex Bohm. Then I come up, he throws the same one, and it drops in for a strike, and I have to just go back to the dugout, right? So that's how you don't know. But yeah. The point is, and knuckleballers usually, I hate to say this, I don't want to, you know, go the other way, but they usually have some games where they have no feel at all for the knuckleball, and then it's almost a useless, you know, pitch, and they can't do much. And all of those guys I mentioned, you know, would have those kinds of outings. Waldron's not having that right now, and I think one of the reasons is because, A, he's just in a good groove with the knuckleball, but, B, Tony, he's got other pitches that may not be plus, but they're good enough. He threw a lot of good fastballs and breaking stuff on the outside corner yesterday that froze hitters as well. So that gives him a little bit of something else to go to if the knuckleball
right.
isn't 100%.
That's 100% right. I mean, oh, hi, Scrape. Welcome to the show there, buddy.
There he is. You don't
even want him. He's welcome in, man.
What's the matter with you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you feeling, man? You look like you lost some weight, man.
Everybody, am I on? I don't feel
you're
like
not
I'm
on.
On.
Okay. You're not on. You're not
get
coming
his mic
through the mic.
On.
I don't know what's happening.
Get a mic on for the
what
Scrape.
About now? There it is.
Did you push the button?
I just, if you were watching
just
the stream, you just saw the look.
I've seen it before.
It's funny that people keep saying I'm losing weight, which is great, because I don't feel like I'm losing weight.
Well,
I haven't been able to exercise.
They took some meniscus out of your shoulder.
They
That's
did not
why.
Take meniscus out of my shoulder.
Out of your shoulder.
They did not take meniscus.
That's why you look lighter.
No, it just took me about 7 minutes to get the cameras working for me. So, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, very
yeah.
good. Very yeah. good. We're all here.
Thank you.
You know, you bring up a good point, Chris. He's, I think the development of his sweeper and his fastball have allowed him to make the leaps he has. Because there has been days where the knuckleball isn't doing what he wants to, or he can't command it like he did yesterday. And he can lean on those, that sweeper and the fastball, we've seen him, to get back in at bats. Like, he might fall behind 1-0, 2-0. And then you'll see him use the fastball, located fastball, on the sweeper to get back in the at-bat. And then he can go back to his knuckleball. We've seen him do that a lot during the course of the year. I agree. I think it also, he throws a harder knuckleball than all of those guys that you named.
Right.
And he changes speed. There was an at-bat yesterday. He went 72 knuckle, 77, 80. And so, like, and I think the harder knuckleball is easier for him to control because it doesn't have as much time to kind of go. If Negro and Huff's knuckleball was going break, 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 on the hard one for for Waldron, it's just break. And so I think he can command that one a little bit better. But he's been phenomenal, man. He's been a lot of fun to watch, too. It's been extra fun watching some really, really good hitters. You just look like they are just lost up there.
Nick Castellanos almost swung twice on one of those pitches yesterday. He was so far out in front of it. And if you saw the single that he got to center field, it was a blooper over short, about middle part of the ballgame. It was one of the worst swings I've ever seen a big leaguer take. And yet, I mean, he's able to fight it off, which is a credit to him. But it gives you an idea of what that knuckleball is doing right now. And
Yeah. Now
the Padres just got to find a way to string together, you know, another good stretch, which I fully expect, Tony. You know, I mean, when they left on this road trip.
You do?
Last week. I do. Why? Because they're down right now. And every time they get down, they come back. And every time they get up, they go down. I mean, this is not, shouldn't be surprising. When we were talking last week before the road trip, you know, Tony brought it up. He said, you beat the A's, et cetera. But now they got to back it up. They got to go out on the road and, you know, keep it going. And that didn't happen. So, you know, now you got to come home. And, you know, the best news of all is that the Brewers are, you know, throwing four consecutive right-handed starters. So that gives the Padres a fighting chance. And, you know, I'm not even going to get into the lefty starter thing till Washington gets here next week because we're not facing one. But, you know, that continues to be an issue that nobody can, you know, seem to solve. So, at least you don't have to worry about it this weekend, and
we'll cross that bridge when we get to
it. Yeah, hopefully they can get a little streak going against the Brewers, and I know they're having a good season, but a good team doesn't scare me if I'm the Padres. What scares me is the Padres. So,
I mean, listen, what you're describing is what I'm going to term as 0.500.
Yeah, that's right. 500 baseball, baby.
That's what I'm framing it as. I'll tell you this. The last two games were encouraging. Despite them going 1-5 on that road trip, they got the two best pitchers they faced in that stretch of games. They actually had their best games against. They had Nola on the ropes. They had that game in their back pocket. Phillies, you know, did what they did. Then you get Ranger Suarez, who's got 10 wins and a below 2 ERA, and you do what you need to do off of him. You get the runs you needed in order to win that game. They played their best two games, the last two games of that road trip.
Yeah, now, people don't want to hear that they played well on defense in Philadelphia, but they did all three games in Philadelphia. Yeah. Cronenworth was looking like gold glove material the last couple of days out there.
I mean, listen, it's not a statement that heals anything. You know, it's not. They still lost. They still went 1-5 on that road trip. None of that changes, but you know, as you look towards this series today, they played better those last two games than they did at any other point. So hopefully, this Brewer team's no joke either, by the way. This Brewer team can play. They do a lot of things on the bases. They play defense on that side of the things. And, you know, their offense is booming right now. And so the Padres, this isn't going to be – it's not like you're walking out of a series against – a team that was in the NLCS and you're playing like the A's or, you know, one of them teams, you're about to roll into a team that's leading their division by a nice little margin.
Yeah, Willy Adames is as hot as anybody in baseball last month or so. So look out for this guy.
51 stakes, I believe.
Yeah.
51 stakes. Woo!
He's been driving him in and hitting him over the wall.
I should just say that we were just talking about Matt Waldron. Matt Waldron is going to be on the show. We're scheduled to be on the show tomorrow for Friar Friday at 2:20 p.m.
Very good.
Yes.
I hope that I'm going to ask him a bunch of questions about the Negro Brothers because I know you love when I go back in time like that.
Yes, I love it.
We got a bunch of Brewers on the field right now doing their one with nature deal right now. They got their socks off. It's kind of laying in the grass.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I've been on that field. It's not the most comfortable field to lay on, but
it is when you're from Milwaukee and now you're out in the sunshine.
I don't think I've ever laid on the field, but I've actually walked on the field.
Comfortable then, buddy.
And the field is very hard. It's
well,
like,
I mean, if you're walking on the dirt, like you're walking, yeah, dirt is kind of hard there.
I'm going to go lay down on the field next time I'm down there and see what happens, guys. I'm just going to go do it. Can I just say this before we go to break and close the book on the Phillies? It is so annoying to me when players are not good coming into a series and then become... And I'm not saying against the Padres, just in general. Nick Castellanos didn't get a hit for two series leading up to that. And then he had six hits in two games with four doubles. I looked this up, Chris. I looked it up. No one has done that this year, or last year, or the year before. It's just annoying to me how this, how baseball works. It's so annoying to me.
I mean, you could argue that he was due. he was due to have
it. Just seems like it happens against the Padres.
On the other hand, Kyle Schwarber does what he did every time he plays.
I never want to see him taking a bat again against the Padres.
Dude, and this is a way better Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he's hitting like 260 right now.
I know he hit a line drive single yesterday. It was one of the first of those I've ever seen.
Yeah. He looks a lot different right now.
Yeah, he's good. So glad to be done with the Phillies for sure.
Yes, indeed. We're like for real done with them. Like we don't see them the rest of the season. So
thank goodness.
Good riddance. What was it?
One and five.
1-6. 1-5.
Yeah.
Against the Phillies.
Either way, no good.
No go. All right, let's get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
All right, welcome back. Gwynn and Chris is underway here for a Thursday. Padres home to start a 4-game home stand. Her series with the Milwaukee Brewers, it's a 7-game homestand. The Washington Nationals follow the Brewers into town next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And
the Nationals?
The Nats. I know it is, Tony, you mentioned this the other day, it's far too early to talk about playoffs.
Playoffs?
But I did notice the standings today, and you've got right now in the National League, you have four teams that are kind of clear of the pack, right? The Phillies in their division, the Brewers in their division, the Dodgers in the West, and the Braves, despite their injuries, still have a little bit of a margin over the rest of the group. So those four look like, you know, barring something crazy, will be playing in October. And it definitely looks like the Rockies and the Marlins are, you know, getting ready for next season, so you can lop those two off. That leaves nine teams in the National League, including the Padres. And those nine teams, crazy, but they are all nine separated by 1.5 games. So that's exciting. To me, is what it is. Every game really does mean something. We're overreacting to every win and every loss. We've been doing it all year, but it is kind of that way, Tony, in a lot of sense, because every win you move up two spots, every loss you move down two spots.
Yeah, I mean, that was the design. That was what Major League Baseball was hoping for when they created these extra wild card spots. And
Right. They're
getting exactly what they thought or wanted to happen.
Yeah, what they put in for. So.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's definitely too early. But because everybody is so close and it's so and it is early, as you'll be able to kind of watch it kind of sift itself out. Who's going to end up in those spots?
Yeah. I mean, the Nationals come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I never recall, not ever, but rarely do I recall the Nationals being of great interest. But right now, they're like a half game ahead of the Padres. So, you know, even though it's June, those become kind of fun games, important games.
And they
games.
Got a bunch of old Padres, too. I mean, that's
right.
Kind of another reason to,
maybe
to watch that series.
Maybe ex-Padres is a better way to say it. I don't
know.
Yeah,
they're not
Mackenzie
old.
Mackenzie Gore's
right.
old yet.
Ex-Padres is probably
ex-Padres,
a better word.
Yeah,
you're right.
So, but first, it's the Brew Crew. We are going for a couple of hours here on our program. Tony and I certainly... You know, we haven't had a chance to speak since the passing of Willie Mays, and we are going to do a Willie Mays, kind of our own little tribute, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So stick around for that. We'll have that in just a little bit. Also, we've got the Daily Gambit, a little Chris versus the fans. But we do have, I don't know if this is quite breaking news, so I don't know if it needs a sounder. But it's breaking news as far as I'm concerned, because I'm mentioning to you, Tony, the Lakers have got your guy head coach.
He put his head down.
Yeah, I know. He knows this. I'm telling him what he already knows. But, J.J. Redick will become the next Lakers coach. 4-year contract. Probably could get at least even money in Vegas right now as to whether or not he'll make it through that contract. As the last, three or four Laker coaches have all been unceremoniously dumped far before their contract was over. So... we'll see.
I'm obviously, you guys know I'm a big Laker fan, so I'm a root for JJ.
Yeah, you
know,
gotta hate. He's like, your guy now.
He's my he's the pen is dry, or the ink is dry now. So
right.
Therefore, I don't get to, like, in my opinion, I don't get to, like, whine about who I wanted. And
yeah,
like, I want them to ultimately, now the attention needs to turn to number, what, 18? Is it 17?
Winning which 18. One the Celtics won 18.
Yeah, so now the attention turns to 18. So I don't care who gets us there. Somebody needs to get us there, because I can't deal with these Celtic folks for too much longer. So
I know that you and I are both sour Celtic people, but I've become far more sour on the Celtics since they won the championship. And again, that was, I think, Monday night. We haven't really had a show together since then. The reason I become sour is because I keep reading almost everywhere I look that the Celtics now have to be considered one of the greatest teams of all time. And I really take exception to that. When they've won one championship with this group, I grant you, they shoot the three-pointer.
Wait, wait,
fantastic.
Wait. We're talking about this team that just won as the...
Yes,
get out of here.
I've said... I've read.
Chris
I read
has
one
been
to,
upset about this since Monday.
I read this to Scraby the other day, and he said, you know, the article, and it was, you know, one of those ESPN guys said, the Celtics of 2024 check every box when it comes to being one of the great teams of all time. And I said, how about checking the box of winning more than one championship? Does that enter into this at all?
Holy.
Yeah,
really?
They won one. I grant you, they got, look, who knows? They might have won it anyway. But we've already discussed all the injuries that happened in the Eastern Conference that made it a whole lot easier on them to get to the finals. They do shoot the three great, but as we saw in Game 4, when they're not doing that, they lost by 40 points. I think we overreact a lot to whoever wins thinking they're now the greatest, and this is one of those cases in my mind. So,
you know, this is clearly one of those microwave articles written.
Yes, a microwave article.
We just instantly, now they are one of the best teams to ever grace the floor.
Like, come on.
Out of here.
Oh, I heard. Well, look, J.J. Redick, no less than your guy, J.J. Redick said that their backcourt of, let me see, Derek White and Holiday are the best defensive backcourt in NBA history. I thought that's a little much. I mean,
can,
I think they're good, but
at least
there's a lot of defensive backcourts out there in the history of the game.
At least you could make the argument. You could formulate an argument that said, all right, you guys stopped the two most prolific backcourts combos that we've seen in a while. I can at least, I don't agree with it, but I can at least see how you prepared that argument.
Okay.
I can't see how you prepared an argument for the 2023-4 Boston Celtics being one of the greatest champions of all time when they didn't have to. Listen, it's not their fault. But they ultimately didn't face the teams that ultimately should have been there and weren't there because they got injured.
Yeah, they did not have to face a tough enough road.
That goes even for the Miami Heat, who they got out of having to deal with because Jimmy Butler basically was done.
No, everybody they beat lost their superstar. Butler, the Cleveland series, it was Mitchell. And then,
well, I'm not in the business of giving the Celtics any credit.
I know. But I'm just with you.
I'm going to go ahead and say that now.
No, I'm with you on this one. And I said that at the beginning. So if you're a big Celtic fan and you're mad at us, this is coming from a place of disliking the Celtics to begin with. But I think there's a lot of merit to our conversation here.
Hey, the way you talk, the way you walk. Way you dress.
I love it so much because this is the only time that Tony becomes like me, where you just
see
red.
Disgruntled.
Yes,
the Celtics did win their championship. The Panthers have not yet won theirs, though. The Stanley Cup moves on to a Game 6 tomorrow night.
It's getting kind of tight in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's getting pretty exciting there. All right, we'll take a break. We got a Big 5 a little earlier than usual because at 4:30 today. I'm sorry.
Yes.
What's next?
Padres Pen Pals.
Oh, that's right. Padre Pen Pals.
PPP.
Because at 4:30 today, though, we have the Padre commercial-free roundtable. So we've got two more hours together, Gwen and Chris, on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2:35 on the dial. Tony, Gwen Jr., Chrisella, Matthew Scraby, chilling. We got a PPP lined up.
How are things out at Petco Park today, Tony?
Beautiful.
Just beautiful. Do you love getting home? Or at this point, you just kind of the days all run together a little bit. I mean, it's only mid-June.
No, every single road trip we've been on by the, like, second to last day, I'm usually like, I'm ready to go home.
You're still,
I'm ready to go home.
You're thinking about it, huh?
I'm already like, yeah. All right. I mean, I've gone as far as, like, my bag have been packed before I even wake up the following day, like, with the exception of the toiletries. Like, I'm ready to get up out of there after a while.
Do you, because when I used to travel a lot, before I worked in radio, I used to travel like 35, 40 weeks a year, and I had a suitcase full of my clothes that I traveled with, and that was my clothes that I traveled with, and I would just wash them. Nothing ever left the suitcase. Do you pack each time?
Yes. I don't want to, if I can not wear the same shirts I just wore on the last road trip, I try not to do that. And then plus, you go early in the season where it's cooler. So it's a lot of long sleeve stuff. So now we've moved to the summer where it's probably exclusively polos.
Sensible.
Your bag gets lighter because I don't have to carry like a heavy jacket or two. It's just polos, couple pair of pants, toiletries, underwear, socks, stuff like that. But no, I don't leave. Only thing that stays in my like a travel bag is the Xbox. The travel Xbox, a phone.
Wait,
roller.
A travel Xbox.
Yeah, because the other one is like built into like my room.
And,
like,
I see.
It would have been too much trying to take it in and out. So
it's the Gwen lifestyle, Scraby. Come on, most of us have to unplug the Xbox.
Did you hear what else he had? He's bringing with him a foam roller.
Believe it.
I didn't know. That's a huge thing to put in your suitcase.
He loves the foam roller. He tried to get me to use that a few years ago.
So if we go on a seven-day roadie, I try to get at least 5 workouts in. In order for that to happen at my age, you have to have a foam roller. Or you're going to work out one day and you're going to be too achy. Your joints are going to be all jacked up. And so you can't do it. So I've learned to travel with a foam roller. You guys want to know what else? Like I got a... what else do I have in that bag? I got some cough drops. Gotta have Excedrin.
You're a broadcaster. You gotta protect the voice.
No, you do.
Hey, I've learned that from Jess. You gotta protect the voice. So cough drops, I don't even have to necessarily need them.
No, you gotta have them though.
Yeah, you need that little part of your suitcase, like your own little medicine store.
I'm the opposite.
You know the other sneaky thing you gotta take with you on the road? At least
let's
I do.
Hear it.
Wet wipes.
Oh yeah, good call.
Because depending on the hotel, you could have sandpaper as toilet paper, or you could get the good stuff. It is a coin flip.
Chris's face when you said wet wipes.
I didn't know what they were for. I thought he was like wiping babies' bottoms, and I'm like, who is he running into on the road?
No, Chris, they have like adult wipes now for men. You can buy them.
I was just going to say that when I travel with the women's basketball team, it's all in the winter, so I don't have a different style of clothes. And the young ladies on the women's basketball team, I believe, think I only own 3 shirts. Because I wear the same ones on every road trip.
See, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
No, I do it. I just like
thinking I'm just rolling around with the same 3 shirts all the time.
No, I wear the exact same thing every road trip.
Now, does Dave Marcus change it up?
They might be able to say that I have, you know, there's a at this point, they're going to be able to say, you know, you do have a rotation of shirts that you definitely stick to during this time of year, for sure.
Does Dave Marcus dress the same every day, or does he... He seems like he's kind of got a uniform of... Tony says pretty much as he looks back there.
Pretty much
okay, I love that.
Dave Marcus.
He got his Monarchs with him.
You guys want the lineup real quick?
Oh, yes.
We've got to have a little...
Oh, shoot. I need to actually get that down.
Oh,
Oh, a little slow today, Scrape.
Well, he's not on here. He and Nick are sharing duties on the board. Luis arises at first. Fernando's in right. Jerks and Profar's DHing tonight. Cronenworth, Machado, Jackson Merrill in center. Peralta's in left today. Campusano catches. Hassan Kim. You know, another thing we talked about today, and then we'll get into the Padre pen pals, but Arise is playing with a bum shoulder, I believe, right now. Fernando's playing with a bum something or other. Profar's got the knee. Machado's got the elbow and other things. And it was interesting because Jackson Merrill looked around the clubhouse after the game yesterday when he was asked about his team, and he said, we got a bunch of blankety blank ballers in here.
Blankety blank. Yes, I know.
But he said, we got a bunch of ballers in here.
Was it two blankety blanks or just
no,
one?
No, it was blanky ballers.
Okay, blank.
Yeah, one blank ballers.
Okay, now I know what it is. Yeah. You said two. I was like, what else did you throw in there?
No, he only had one. But I think he was referring to the fact that these guys are playing. They're not asking for the excuse, and I'm not trying to make it for them, that the facts are the facts. They're all playing a little nicked up right now, and I think Mike Shildt is doing his best to give everybody a day off here and there, and today it's Profar getting the DH. That's all I was trying
to... Yeah, no, that's. I think that's accurate. I think they are really, they're not... And no one's 100% healthy at this point in the year, but the Padres definitely have some ones that are... That can affect you, I know we haven't made it. He hasn't made much of a deal about it, but I'm sure Luis's shoulder not being 100%, that's affecting him. I think a guy like Toddy, I don't know that it's affecting him swinging, but everything else, that's probably affecting him. Manny, we already know what that one is. He's never going to come clean on that, but I would imagine not healthy. Really, Jerickson's probably the one that has had the most experience playing with what he's playing with. I mean, he's had it pretty much all season and going back to last season. And so he's learned how to manage that. And quite frankly, when he's hitting, it doesn't bother him at all. It's, running the bases, running after the ball in the outfield. Those are the times where it pops up. But this team is definitely not 100%. That's not an excuse. We've seen them win with the same injuries that they've had. So they just got to weather the storm until they start to feel a little bit better.
All right. Hope that answered some questions out there. Now let's get to some questions that Scraby really has on the docket.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute.
Aww.
Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
I would just like to have you guys know that I am definitely playing through injury, so I am a team player. Appreciate you guys.
You kind of look like it, too.
That I'm playing through injury.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little bit tired.
You look a little beat up today.
Last night, I woke up in the middle of the night on my shoulder that I just got surgery on, and I immediately flipped to the other side, and then the rest of the night, it was just spent, throbbing.
That's the problem. We talked about this when you first got a surgery. If you don't keep your time clock on the pain meds, it'll get away from you quickly.
Yes, the pain can get away from you very quickly, but You know, I'm still here. And I appreciate
you. Are you battling? You battling? I give you some love on that.
Thank you. As I gingerly raise my arm to point to Nick.
Don't raise that
for
arm.
The first
yeah,
time.
Why are you? What are you even doing?
It's just habit for me to look over there. And
well,
gah.
Point the other arm.
Okay, Nick.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Padres Pen Pals, if you have any questions for the guys, just tweet me or Instagram DM me at Matt Scraby. But I put this one up earlier, and someone. Actually, all three, there's four of them, but all three of them are tweets that I've had in the last couple, like maybe the last week or so, and they're not favorable towards me. So the first one I put out there was this morning, actually. It says, a little AJ Preller credit here. Mike Clevenger was the headliner, but getting Matt Waldron in that trade has been huge. So Padres got Clevenger, Waldron, and Greg Allen. Guardians got Austin Hedges, Josh Naylor, Cal Quantrill, Joey Cantillo, Gabriel Arias, and Owen Miller. Josh Naylor, I said, it really the only loss there, but someone came back and said that Josh Naylor isn't just a loss. It's a massive loss to this team. So, Tony, you're up first. As of right now, how does this trade look for AJ Preller and the Padres? Basically, it's Matt Waldron versus Josh Naylor.
I mean, it just can't look at it in that window, you know, because if we recall, Clevenger was brought on to get the Padres into the playoffs that season, in which they did. And then they went ahead and beat the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken, in the first round. Now, they would eventually lose to the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken. Am I getting this timeline right here?
Yeah, you're getting the timeline right. They would Mike Clevenger had to leave because of injury.
Right. Those are the risks you take. Obviously, Naylor has turned out to be, or is turning into a budding star in the American League. If Matt Waldron, I mean, I'm sure they thought highly that Matt Waldron was going to, but I don't know that you're trading for a knuckleballer, like thinking like that's going to be something, but they've developed him. And I don't know that he might not have been a knuckleballer at the time. I'm not 100% sure. But
yeah, I got to go back and look at that.
Either way, at the time, remember the Padres had been to the playoffs since, what was it, 2006? Five?
Yeah, it ended a 15-year drought. So.
Ended a 15-year drought.
14.
And so, and considering how elated everybody was when it was happening, I would say that it was worth it at the time. Now, looking back on it, I mean, obviously Josh Naylor's what he is, but even if that was the case, right, he'd be a DH here or first baseman.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have Luis. Maybe, you know, some of these other moves don't end up happening that Padre fans like so much. So I don't know. I don't look at it from that lens. It did what it was supposed to do at the time.
Chris, what do you think about this trade for AJ Preller?
Yeah, you're gonna have to go some to frame this as a great trade for the Padres. I mean, because Naylor's doing so well. But I want to point this out. When Naylor was here, he had 112 games and hit 9 home runs. Now he's played 3 times more games in Cleveland, but he has 7 times more home runs in Cleveland.
It's a lot.
So, you know, there was really no that I could see a guy being a 20. You know, now maybe even a 35 home run guy this year. I mean, he's got 19 already. So that wasn't there at the time. And were you going to be willing to be patient with Josh Naylor at the expense of adding Mike Clevenger to try and get to the playoffs? It's not fair to go back and say, well, I wish I could do it all over again, because you can't. The other thing is Cal Quantrill also left in this trade, and he's not pitching pretty well. You know, albeit on the Rockies, but I mean, he's had a nice little run here the last couple of years. So, yeah, wasn't the greatest trade, but you did get out of it what you set out to get.
All right.
At the time,
would you reap what you sow? Work there?
No.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next one, and this would be, I'm not going to name the people that went back and forth with me on Twitter. But yesterday, when Jerks and Profar was called for that automatic strike, even though he was in the box looking at the picture and the umpire was whatever, I tweeted, I get that umpiring is difficult, but that is a perfect example of something that doesn't need to happen. Why call that there? Out of all the at-bats today, this is the one you're going to put your foot down. So someone came back to me and said, nobody respects the Padres. Come on, bro. That's just life, my friend. If they played the game hustling down the line every time and stop blowing bubbles while jogging down the line, they may get that play called a hit. Until then, forget about it. So this person has been for years telling me this bothers them about the bubbles, and I finally engaged after 1 year of this, and I said, the whole blowing bubbles thing bothering you is fascinating to me. And then he came back and said, what fascinates me is 11 years and $350 million for this. You obviously have no clue what it costs a family of four to go see this bleep. So you be fascinated and know to that rag you call a sports talk show again. You're a clown and I don't have time.
Good.
Okay.
We don't
Chris,
either. Next question.
Am I a clown?
Your nose is a little red.
Ah! I don't feel... I have admitted when I'm a clown in the past. I don't feel like I was a clown here. It came after a Jerks and Profar rant.
Yeah, I don't even really get the connection here. Because I assume he was talking about... One Manuel Machado.
Which, by the way, and it I'm doesn't sure matter that he blows a bubble.
And, well, that part doesn't matter. I get it. You know, Manny picks his spots. But Manny's pointed it out many times that other guys pick their spots, too. And he's right. Not the only one that on a sharp ground ball where he's going to be out by 30 feet, you know, eases down the line a little bit. I'll just say this. Who is this who wrote this? Or do
I
we
don't,
get
I'm
it?
Not
he doesn't
want
we're
to
not
give
getting
any
a name
names.
For him. I bet whoever he is or she is.
He.
All right. I bet he has cheered wildly all 144 career home runs Manny's hit for the Padres.
Probably.
So.
Nope. He hasn't. He doesn't tune into our station, you know,
ever again.
To hear this kind of stuff. So,
well, he pays good money to watch this filth, as he said. So that means he's watching the home runs that are hit too.
Touche.
My last reply was, "This took a turn. I'm sorry the season isn't great, but don't take it out on me."
You
that was a clown response nice. There.
That was a Tony. So do you have anything to add? Because
yeah, I do. Actually, okay. The whole premise that. Somehow we'd get calls if we just ran down the line at 100% all the time. It's so stupid. Like, it is, like that's not how none of this works. And for the record, Jerickson was wrong on the whole
he was.
Pitch clock thing. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't
8 seconds,
see the follow-up
you have to
that.
Be in the box looking at the pitcher. 8 seconds, period. Pitcher can do whatever he wants to in the 15 to, what is it, 17 with runners on? 19, right?
19. I think it's 18, actually, yeah.
Just jumping around it, right?
Right.
Whether it's 15 or 18, the pitcher can do whatever he wants as long as he throws the ball before the clock hits zero. He doesn't have to be ready at 8. Hitter does.
Hitter has to be ready, even
though
the pitcher's
Jerickson
not on
was,
the rubber or anything, right?
Even though Jerickson was blinking, he was waiting on the pitcher who wasn't on the rubber, it's not his worry. His job is to be in the box at 8
be
seconds.
Be ready.
That's why he got banged.
All right. So good to know that, too.
And for those who, like Scraby said, why pick that time to make that call?
Well, because it was the
I
right
can
time
tell
to
you as somebody, yeah, if, well, if there's an error made or a penalty committed, you make the call. You don't ask, what time is it?
Ooh, you know, it's a little early. I can't make that call. Sir. I can't do it. Sorry.
What? Come on, me. Get out of here, Chris.
You're the one that said it.
Well, it looked, I don't know. All right.
And
next
that's
one.
What got you into the whole...
Yes.
Argument with the guy.
That's right. For no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So someone on April 26th tweeted me about Joe Musgrove asking if I thought he was distracted with some of the other things that he has going off the field. I told him, no, I don't think it's a distraction back on April 26th. Well, yesterday this person followed up on that question, which means they had it saved or something. But they said, how about now? Joe's been awful this season and is hurt. Yeah, he has time to film a new commercial where he's swinging a golf club. That feels irresponsible and like bad taste. I said, I don't know this for sure, but these commercials are likely shot before the season or scheduled well in advance to line up with travel and all that. Said a lot of the stuff we get from the team are all from spring training. This person said, I hope so, but the offseason was spent rehabbing from last year's injury, so it's still strange to be swinging golf clubs while rehabbing.
Of course, because you know you have his 24-hour scheduling every day that would have, you know, could clearly take up his whole entire offseason of rehabbing a shoulder.
Oh, wow. We were a minute early. I forgot. Tony, was that your piece?
Yes, that was my piece.
Chris, your piece? I do get the optics, but you don't know everything
behind it.
It's not
about but come on, guys. It's not, I'm sorry that it looks away to you, but there's, come on. Like,
yeah,
dude,
I agree.
These things, they don't just call you up and say, hey, you think you can film a commercial today? Come on down. Let's do this.
No, I think it took you, Tony, yourself with HES at least a couple months to figure it out. He's shaking his head.
Just be mad that they're not playing well. Why we got to come up with these weird excuses or reasonings for why they're not? They're just not playing well.
At Matt Scraby, if anyone wants to.
I should say, they're not playing consistent.
Yes. Chris?
Yeah, my response is too long for what's left.
Okay, we'll take it on the other side.
Boom.
It's not really a big deal.
Oh.
You know, I would just ask this person who wrote this letter to never golf again and have fun or do anything outside their work.
Okay, we'll talk about this more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.